Enhance your Epcot International Food Festivals with the Festival of Food mobile app. With the Festival of Food app, you'll see everything that's available, including location, pictures and pricing. Create your to-do list. Add reviews. Read ratings and reviews from other foodies. And even chat with other users. There's a lot to taste and experience at all the Epcot food festivals. You don't want to miss a thing. Download the free Festival of Food app today to start planning, eating, and sharing. Find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening. Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're glad that you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. It is Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Friday. It's also the beginning of the Disney 100 celebration.
Oh, is it now?
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
The sun is shining. The tank is clean.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, today there's a brand new World of Color. World of Color 1 begins at, Disneyland. And we're at the Disneyland Resort California Adventure and a new nighttime spectacular over the castle in Disneyland as well. So all kinds of good stuff happening over there.
And once again, Disneyland gets all the good stuff. As usual.
I don't know. I hope they'll do something. I'm sure they'll wait till the 50th ends is what's...
Well, I'm not going to sit here and say we don't get all the good stuff, but I mean, we're getting Happily Ever After back. Yay. Happy about that.
Tron.
I'm talking show-wise.
Oh.
We are getting Epcot Forever back. Yeah. Yay. You know,
do you think he'll get to see it this time?
I don't know.
I feel like probably not. It'll be like one nighttime spectacular in Disney history you've never seen.
Well, I mean, the thing is that it's for a limited time. Okay, it's for a limited time. How long? Can you at least say it's going to be here for the next 6 months? If you could give me that, then I'd be like, yeah, I'll make it.
I feel like they're trying to, if it were me, I would assume that they're trying to get the new nighttime show through. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what? Never mind. That doesn't make any sense.
What?
I was thinking.
Okay. I can't see you.
That Epcot Forever was going to be.
What's going on in that head of yours right there? What?
Not much. That's the problem. No. I was thinking about the timeline between Epcot Forever coming back and the 50th celebration ending, but I flipped them.
Oh, the finale and stuff.
Yeah, you know. Like harmonious ending, Epcot Forever starting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what is the fate of the barges? You know.
The fate of the barges.
Stargate and the tacos.
Well, we'll save that conversation for Patreon. How's that?
Yeah. That works.
Because it could take a while all the different things we could talk about.
And we got plenty of news this week. So.
We do. I do want to talk about one thing real quick, which involves there not being a show last week. So I was out of town because lost a family member and had to fly to New Jersey and be with my family. And for, you know, those who know about it, really appreciate the reaching out and the prayers and everything else. It was a very tough week. Still kind of struggling with it a little bit. But the outreach from people was very helpful.
Yeah.
And very welcome.
Just people letting you know that they care.
Yeah. And so that was, I thank everybody for that. And the one thing that I think I took from that week was two words. Be kind. Mm-hmm. Just be kind. Because when you're kind to others, it resonates with who you are, and it puts out such a positive vibe, and it touches the lives of so many people. Mm-hmm. When you're just kind.
They say that people will forget what you said, but they won't forget how you made them feel.
Yeah. It was at one time during the wake, you know, which lasted about 5 hours, the amount of people who showed up who said the exact same thing. She was so loving and so kind.
Yeah.
And my dad and I talked about that, and that's the one thing that, you know, I remember is just be kind. Mm-hmm. You know, so I kind of have to do that now when I'm driving and people do dumb things in front of me. And I'm like, be kind. Just be kind.
Just be nice.
Just be nice. You know.
Let it go.
So, but again, thank you to everybody who reached out. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Disney news. Let's do it. What do we got?
We have an opening date for Roundup Rodeo Barbecue at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It is finally going to be opening March 23rd of 2023. So now we know. We don't know when reservations will be available, but we do know an opening date. So, yeah, it's exciting if you're going to be visiting on that date or after. You know, if you'd like to add it to your trip. Now's the time. Keep checking. We don't know when reservations will be available, but I would assume soon.
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 Here's what Disney said about the restaurant. They said, using some of his favorite toys.
Oh, no, you didn't start with the good part.
The food?
No. Howdy, partners.
Howdy, partners.
It's there. How can you not use that? Howdy, partners.
It says, using some of his favorite toys, games, and playsets, Andy has created a rodeo arena for his toys and all the honorary toys visiting Andy's backyard. Chow down on house smoked meats, a roundup of sides, sweet surprises, and more in the Western-themed family-style restaurant where you'll see the world through the eyes of Andy's toys. Why is there not character dining?
But not with his toys.
I'll say it till I'm blue in the
through
face.
Through the eyes of Andy's toys, but not with his toys. I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Disney's going to start you off with the Prospector's homemade cheddar biscuits served with sweet pepper jelly. We like pepper jelly.
You like the biscuits from Red Lobster a lot.
They do, the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah, we haven't had them in like forever, but you love those things.
I do, and then I like onion jam.
Oh, look at that, a little alien right next to the biscuits.
I know!
It's like, do you get the alien with the biscuits? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. We like the onion jam from Sebastian's.
We do, yes.
That's good, too. But yeah, so cheddar biscuits and sweet pepper jelly. Then you're also going to have three salads to partake in. They're going to be a tomato salad with tomatoes, cucumbers, pickled red onions, and they're going to be tossed in a white balsamic vinaigrette and garnished with fresh dill. There's going to be Rex's romaine and kale salad, which is romaine and kale, mixed with green apples, pumpkin seeds, and dried cranberries. That's going to be tossed with a green goddess dressing. Then they'll have a watermelon salad, which is cubed watermelon with freshly torn mint leaves.
I think I'll go with the tomato.
Well, you have all three.
I think I would like that the most.
Oh, yeah?
Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think the romaine and kale. Speaking of Rex, on Pixar Day at Sea, Rex debuted as a walk-around character.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah, the pictures are after the...
Oh, yum. Look at... Say, oh, yeah, I'd go with the tomato. I like that. Yeah.
I don't like tomatoes. For your main entree, they have Evil Doctor Smoked Ribs, which are fall-off-the-bone pork ribs.
Why couldn't they just put Dr. Evil and get it over with?
I'm just reading what it said.
Smoked ribs.
So fall off the bone pork ribs, slow cooked for hours in an on-site smokehouse. Then they'll have Buttercup's beef brisket, which is hand-sliced brisket, smoked and slow cooked to juicy perfection. That's the next one is called There's a Sausage in My Boot. Which is spiced pork sausage fire grilled over live oak to give an added kick. And then you finish with barbecue chicken with style. Chicken brined for 48 hours, rubbed with our secret backyard barbecue and smoked to tender juiciness. Delicious.
You know, one of our Instagram followers is watching the show right now on Instagram, is watching us from Walt Disney World right now. I'm not jealous.
I'm jealous.
I'm not jealous.
I am. Weird. I'm jealous. I was reading your comment. They are also going to have a plant-based... Oh. It says poor connection. There it is. Okay, we're back. It says they're going to have savory plant-based options as well. So similar to how you can get a plant-based skillet at, say, Whispering Canyon Cafe, you'll also be able to get plant-based family-style offerings at Roundup Rodeo Barbecue. The plant-based offerings for the main entrees are going to include slow-smoked cauliflower, oven-roasted, quote, bratwurst, and then impossible rib chop, which is going to be seasoned with spices, then roasted and glazed with sweet barbecue sauce and skewered on a sugar cane bone. And then they say that all of the entrees are going to be served with an assortment of sweet, traditional, and spicy barbecue sauces. I always like the sauces.
It doesn't say anything about toys, because I'm seeing toys in these pictures, and you get an alien with the biscuits, and I see little green army men with the ribs and the meats and everything else. I hope they're there.
I want toys.
I want toys.
I know with the like plant-based offerings, they have a little alien in his little alien swirling saucer thing, and then they have a barrel of monkeys.
I want them.
I do too.
I want them. Disney, come on. You're not giving us characters. Give us toys.
This will definitely be a must-do on our next trip, I
think. Oh, most definitely. Are you kidding me? Yes, 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 yes.
So now that you have your appetizers and your entrees, you also get to choose from four of the following sides to enjoy at your table as well. The Married Spuds is loaded potato barrels drizzled with Green Goddess dressing, ooh, cheese sauce, and seasoned barbecue spices.
Heck yeah!
Force Field Fried Pickles.
Yes.
Which are jumbo pickle spears coated with a dill-flavored breading and fried to perfection. The Slinky Dog mac and cheese.
Okay.
Like 12 right. O's in there.
Okay.
Spiral pasta in a creamy house-made cheese sauce topped with crumbled cheddar crackers.
Okay.
The Buckenbank baked beans, which are plant-based, and they're a traditional barbecue baked beans. Cowpoke corn on the cob, which is grilled and seasoned with chili lime spices, cilantro, cojita cheese, and lime juice. And then the mean old potato salad, which is going to be a home-style potato salad with red skin potatoes, and veggie slaw, which is crunchy shredded veggies that is a summertime favorite. And last but not least, campfire roasted vegetables, which is a variety of roasted seasonal vegetables. So you get to choose four of those.
Okay, so scenario, here we go.
Yes.
You get to choose two, I get to choose two. What do we go?
I'm thinking the Married Spuds, which are the tater tots.
And you got one of mine. So
okay, right. And then corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. Okay, so since you got the Married Spuds, man.
I know.
So I love fried pickles. I love pickles in general. I'm going to go with the Force Field fried pickles and the Slinky Dog.
Dog.
Mac and cheese. Yeah.
Cool.
Which I kind of, potato salad is good. I don't necessarily like red skin potatoes in my potato salad. So I don't know about that, but I like the two. I like the two. That's pretty good.
I feel like we'd have to choose between potato salad and potato barrels. A lot of potatoes.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay. So
you said mac and cheese and fried pickles.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a, that would delicious. Be a great.
I can't
great.
Wait.
Great.
In the Instagram chat, Miss Donna asked how much it is. We don't know.
We don't know yet. They didn't tell us.
We don't know that much.
A lot.
But we know what the menu is.
We know it's going to be expensive. I can tell you that.
And then, I don't think so.
If it's anything like what Disney's doing nowadays, as far as, you know,
I'm
going to say $60 a person.
Oh, no. I was thinking like 38 to 45.
No, I don't know.
$60?
I'd say 50 to 60.
That's more than character dining.
It's brand new.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I'm going 45.
I would love to see 45.
You going
to
take the over?
Yeah, I'm taking the over.
Okay.
On 50 to 60.
And then we have desserts. It says choose from a selection for the table, which makes me think that they might have like one of each of these. And you can choose. And they'll offer a selection.
And it's all you want, right?
Yeah, it's family style.
See?
So they have the cupcake a la Forky. Gotta get the cupcake in there. It says Forky's up to something sweet. A classic chocolate cake with a gooey chocolate ganache center topped with velvety cream cracker, buttercream, and a sugar cookie. There's a lemon and blueberry cheesecake. There's a chocolate silk pie. They'll have goat's apple pie.
Heck yeah.
And then Gruff's peach strawberry pie. And these are all served in like mini mason jars.
I love it.
Cute, right?
I love it. I want one of each.
And Forky is the sugar cookie on top of the cupcake.
It's a cupcake that I don't exactly hate because it's Forky. And it's small. It looks kind of bite-sized to me, I think.
Yeah.
Does it look bite-sized to you? I think it does.
The graham cracker buttercream sounds good.
Yeah.
Like graham cracker icing. And you can't have a meal without drinks.
That's true.
So we know now that the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue is going to have adult beverages. They have a snake eye margarita, which is watermelon, like a smoked watermelon and spice margarita. Delicious. They'll have a rum punch with passion fruit and pineapple, and that's also going to have a smoky spiced garnish. They'll have chocolate with a grown-up twist, which is a blend of chocolate rum, horchata liqueur, cocoa, and toasted marshmallow. The frozen peanut butter and jelly, I think what might be my pick. I don't know, that or the margarita. Frozen peanut butter and jelly is a fun frozen twist on the classic PB&J featuring peanut butter whiskey. They'll have a whiskey lemonade, which is strawberry lemonade and Tennessee whiskey, and then a rodeo mule. They call it a classic patio sipper. It has vodka and fresh juice with ginger beer. Delicious. I'm excited. I cannot wait.
I think I'm going to go for either the rum punch or the chocolate with a grown-up twist.
No peanut butter and jelly? I would have thought that was what
No, I don't think peanut butter and jelly. No. Mm-mm.
Peanut butter and jelly makes me think it's going to be like grape juice and like peanut butter whiskey.
It could. Yeah, it's a good possibility. I think.
Yeah. But that margarita sounds really good. Oh, smoked watermelon. Smoked spicy watermelon margarita.
Delicious. So I love the options here.
I do too.
I'm loving the fact that they've got some more, type of vegan options.
Mm-hmm. Lots of plant-based.
Yeah, the plant-based stuff. And I'm not one to eat plant-based a lot.
I'd try it.
But I would try it. I mean, especially it's, like it's family style, you know?
The like cauliflower?
Yeah, I love cauliflower.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yes.
Oven-roasted bratwurst.
Bratwurst is in quotations.
Yeah. Impossible rib chop. Yeah.
Delicious.
That all sounds really, really good, so... It's good stuff. What else we got?
We have, this was random. This totally caught me off guard today. And I'm so jealous that one, we're not local. And two, we're not D23 members. Because if you are a D23 Gold member and you happen to be at the Walt Disney World Resort on February 10th, you have the opportunity to shop Mickey's of Glendale, which is going to have a special pop-up in a ballroom at the Contemporary. If you're not familiar with Mickey's of Glendale, it is the gift shop spirit store, essentially, for Imagineering. So if you ever see people with, like, Walt Disney Imagineering shirts and polos and hats and, like, there's Mickey's of Glendale that is open at D23, and they usually have shirts that, you know, you can only get there and made by artists and just with different depictions of Mickey. A lot of times it's Sorcerer Mickey, which is kind of the icon of Walt Disney Imagineering. There's just a lot of really cool options, and this one-day event is only going to be open to D23 Gold members. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Pacific, which is 1 p.m. Eastern. The event is limited to one ticket per gold member, so there will be no guests allowed. You must be a gold member, and you can sign up for a single 30-minute shopping window. So you have 30 minutes. They also say that it's very important that you do not get there any earlier than 45 minutes prior to your shopping window. And if you get there more than that, they will not honor your place in line. So they're being really strict about this.
I was about to say, they're being really, really, really strict on this.
Yep. When you come in, you'll be required to show your gold membership card and your photo ID along with your ticket. And they say that there will be items that will be limited to one per person while supplies last. Love it.
Wow. That is phenomenal.
Love it.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Mickey's of Glendale.
They were very clear that if you show up with your reservation, your gold card, your ID, and you show up during your shopping window, everyone that shows up at the correct time will be permitted to shop.
Like, okay, it's not that's like, good. Oh, that's I'm in that's line really good. I like that.
There's a lot of people, and I might not get in during my window. If you're there at the right time, you will be in.
That's good.
So,
doing this right.
I love it. I love it.
What is it that's so special about Mickey's of Glendale? I mean, their merchandise is just...
It's exclusive.
It's so rare, and it's exclusive. Especially for, like, the D23 Expo. People go nuts over Mickey's of Glendale when they have stuff, you know.
It's one of the things that Disney does best, which is create FOMO. Right? Of, like, not being at
yeah,
events.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Missing out on limited edition merchandise or, you know, being there when something opens or whatever. FOMO. And items at Mickey's of Glendale are typically only available at Mickey's of Glendale, and you can really normally only shop at D23 unless you have access at some point to the Imagineering campus.
So when it says some items may be limited to one per person while supplies last, what do you think those items are going to be?
I think they might have, I don't know, anything that's like limited edition. I would think, who knows, maybe they'll have pieces of Splash Mountain.
Oh, jeez. No, they've got other things on sale that you can get instead of pieces.
Well,
we'll talk about that later.
Remember when they took down the decorations from the Disneyland 60th?
I do.
They sold pieces of that. They had a tarp up of the facade at the castle at Disneyland Paris, I think, while they renovated it. And they took that facade and took the wrapping and made it into little like pouches, like little zippered pouches. And you can buy those. So it wouldn't shock me.
I do remember when they when the Mickey wand was over Spaceship Earth at Epcot years ago. And there were also little pieces of, like, almost glitter on Spaceship Earth, the actual building itself. Mm. And they took those pieces, and some of them were for sale. Others, they were clipped into very, very tiny pieces, and they were put inside of pins
that
were sold by Disney. Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some of it goes into the archives, but...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Own a piece of history.
Prices, as far as Mickey's of Glendale, a little bit more expensive. Some stuff
are getting there. I would think maybe $32 for a t-shirt.
Yeah, I could see that.
Which is where the parks are heading at the moment.
I've never really seen many things that have, I've said to myself, I have to have that, when I've watched, you know, video of people walking through, you know, for the D23 Expo and everything. So
I would love like an Imagineering t-shirt.
Oh, that would be good.
I also really
want a polo. I would love a polo.
I don't know if anybody ever has access to this, but if you're able to go into the gift shop at Pixar, you could have a Pixar campus shirt. That'd be awesome.
I don't know if you'd wear it. You'd probably frame it.
No, I think I'd wear it like my other favorite Disney shirt, like till it has holes in it.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't do that. No, that's a bad idea. The other day.
I bought a shirt the weekend the parks shut down, and I wear it. Probably like 3 out of 5 days a week when I'm at home.
But the thing is that material is so thin.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, gotten holes in spots where you're
it's
like...
just shredded.
It's like, why is there a hole there?
But...
it's just random.
Last year, I did find another one. I've never been... I didn't know like what to search. And there were two. I bought the green one. There's a green and a pink one. And I had ended up buying the green one when I was there when the park shut down. And I found the green and the pink, brand new with tags. And they're a size too big. But I have them. And I don't know what. I love them so much. Those shirts are so soft. I love them.
I don't have any Disney shirts like that. I wish I did.
No.
No.
I love it.
I only wear mine at Disney. Well, I know. I take that back. I wear them out in town sometimes here. But.
Oh, I didn't tell you this either.
What's that?
I saw a girl when I was at the grocery store earlier this week was driving my same car in the same color.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if her license plate said Disney girl or Disney fan.
Oh.
And I was like, we should be friends.
Yeah, we should.
I took a picture of the car.
You took a picture of the car?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Well, that's all good stuff. Mickey's of Glendale and then
Round food. Rodeo Barbecue.
Eat hearty, partners. Because that's what you're going to do over there at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We're going to take a break, come back, more news, emails, birthdays on the way right here at DW60.
50 years of magic has transformed the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. Come celebrate today.
Contact Magical Park Vacations to book your Disney vacation today. Call 585-662-3686 or visit MagicalParkVacations.com.
CW60 Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music. All day long, srsounds.com. Jeff and Nicole back with you once again. We talk about the latest happenings at the Walt Disney World Resort. But that's what we were not doing that during the break, though. We weren't talking about anything Disney. Nicole was sorting herself for the upcoming Hogwarts game. I was chosen to be in Ravenclaw. And what house were you chosen to be in?
Ravenclaw.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at us.
We're just made for each other never in every world.
Known. Never would have known.
Very exciting game coming out, in case you didn't know. Not Disney related. Hogwarts, February 10th.
Theme park adjacent.
It is. It is. Lots of people very, very excited about this game. And so am I. I'm so looking forward to it. Can't wait.
It was like a couple months ago, and Jeff's like, listen, this game comes out this date. Don't schedule anything that weekend. I'm not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything.
We're not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything.
Or you're going by yourself, because yeah, I'm not going.
Doing it. You know?
And then our friend Lori's like, hold my beer. I'm flying in.
Yeah. She's like, I'll be there that weekend.
And I'm like, okay, it's Lori.
We're going to Mardi Gras Parade.
I'm going to a Mardi Gras Parade.
We're going to three of them.
Only because it's Lori, you know, so.
The one thing.
All righty.
Love it.
More Disney news to get to. Let's get to that right
Tons
now.
Tons of it.
All right, so, going to go through our lightning lane real fast. Where's my stuff at? There it is. Okay, here we go. Long list here. All of Nicole's news. Okay, there we go. All right, so Disney Springs Kids Club. It's coming to Disney Springs, and it's going to start on Saturday, January the 28th, which is tomorrow. It's a brand new entertainment offering. It's for the entire family. Everybody's going to enjoy it. It's going to take place over at the Waterview Park every Saturday morning, starting at 10:30 a.m. It's family-friendly acts every single week. New entertainment will be frequently added to the lineup. Just something else that you could do outside of the parks at the Walt Disney World Resort. The Disney Springs Kids Club starting tomorrow, so check that out. For those parents who are going to be booking, possibly in the near future, a reservation for the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, if you want something a little extra special for those little ones, and they're between the ages of 3 to 12, you can do this in Fantasyland at Disneyland over at the Magic Kingdom Park as well. You can request the Disney Encanto package.
Cute.
Young royals will enjoy regal hairstyling, festive dresses, and a whole lot more, transforming them into stunning members of the
Madrigal
family.
Madrigal.
Of course, that movie, one of the latest big time enjoyed movies on Disney Plus.
Part of the family, Madrigal.
I fell asleep.
It just didn't
do enough for me.
They did a live performance at the Hollywood Bowl recently as well. That's on Disney Plus now.
Okay.
With like the voice actors singing their parts dressed up.
I think I remember you mentioning that. Yeah.
In the Hollywood Bowl.
But yeah, the movie's huge. And so if your little ones want to dress up like that, then they've got an opportunity to do it.
You will be excited about this. Encanto adjacent. Coco, your favorite, one of your favorites, is going to be turned into a Broadway adaptation, like the Lion King.
I did hear about that. Yeah, yeah, they're working on that right now.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be awesome.
Coco is definitely a favorite of mine. Most definitely love that one.
The Coco part's my favorite part in Harmonious.
Yeah, you do love that part. It's going to be gone soon,
but the music lives on forever. On Sorcerer Radio.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Mobile ordering at Walt Disney World. I love mobile ordering.
Yes.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't like waiting in those lines. Like to pick it ahead of time. Walk over there. Find out your stuff's ready. You go in. You get it. You walk out. You get to enjoy a meal.
We love efficiency in the Disney parks.
We do. It's really become the new normal at the Walt Disney World Resort. It makes your ordering food easier, a lot more flexible, and not having to deal with lines and everything else. You can pretty much order from anywhere in the parks when you like to eat. But now service is going to be available at some more locations throughout Disney Springs. You're going to find mobile ordering available at Deluxe Burger, Disney's Candy Cauldron, Goofy's Candy Company, and now B.B. Wolf's Sausage Co. and Emirates.
Ooh, mobile ordering at Emirates is going to be a game changer.
Wow, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of going to Emirates because I like to see everything in person than seeing it on your phone. I think it's cool.
I thought we mobile ordered at Deluxe Burger.
Yeah, I said, you know, they're available at Deluxe Burger, and
okay. I'm like,
you know,
we already did this.
Yeah.
Got it.
And now, Emirat.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay. Thank you. If you're not mobile ordering at Walt Disney World, try it. Please. Try it. Gotta love it. Let's talk Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. So a lot of people have been talking about within the last week or so that their summer 2023 Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser vacations, voyages, whatever you want to call it, were canceled. They were canceled because of low occupancy. But the thing was is that they're calling those guests affected by the cancellations. And they're saying, okay, they're offering them to move to a different date at a 50% discount. Folks.
50%?
50% discount to move your voyage to another date because the one you may have been on has been canceled because of low occupancy. This spells, in my opinion, disaster for Galactic Star Cruiser. You and I talked about this back when the pricing for Galactic Star Cruiser first came out, that eventually, Disney was going to run out of guests who were willing to pay the amounts they're asking to get on the Halcyon and enjoy a cruise. It was going to happen.
Like, people, it was going to be like, it was going to take years for people to save up for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so now I don't know if that has it. I don't know if it's just slowed down a little bit or if we have reached that point to where people have said, well, gosh, you know, tickets are costing me more. Resorts are costing me more. Food is costing me more. I've got to pay that on a Disney vacation. I really can't afford to go on Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good possibility. I don't know. Well, because of that, Disney said, okay, just change your voyage to a different date. Here's what's available. We'll give you a 50% discount.
Which is, I mean, that's just...
blows my mind.
50%.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I can think of them doing something similar was when The Wish wasn't ready. Remember, and they had to delay the inaugural cruise on The Wish?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
At a
50%
discount.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting, I will say. Yeah. Now, on top of that, those who had to move their voyage got a 50% discount. Because of this, Disney's now saying that guests can save up to $700 on a two-night stay at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels when you book a select Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyage from February 5th through October the 2nd, 2023. Now, these are the valid resorts that are available immediately before or after your voyage on the Star Cruiser. Okay, check this out. You can save $350 per night on Disney's Beach Club Resort, Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
Unheard of.
And Disney's Yacht Club Resort.
Unheard of.
You can save $250 per night at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, Boardwalk Inn, Contemporary Resort, Polynesian Village Resort, and Disney's Wilderness Lodge. And you can save $150 per night at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. Now, the offer is not valid on select voyages. Those dates are February 16th, 18th, and 22nd, March the 12th and the 14th, April 3rd, 7th, 9th, 11th, and 13th, May the 3rd and 17th. Thank goodness it's not May the 4th.
Right.
That would not make sense. June the 12th and the 16th, July the 24th, and then August 9th, 15th, 19th, 21st, and 23rd. Up to $700.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty good.
$700, that's crazy.
That's $350 per night at the Beach Club? Grand Floridian? What?
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Can you imagine if you got if you booked that deal and then they cancel your sailing and then you get the Star Cruiser at 50% off?
Save $700
off your room. Whew.
Is Disney desperate? I'm just asking. And you know, are they desperate?
Not yet.
It's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting there. When you're throwing out, you know, 50% off because we have to move your voyage, and then they throw up to $700 off because they want you to stay a little bit longer, but that, you know, we've all been complaining about the prices.
They're doing what they can without discounting the Star Cruiser itself. Aside from having to move people, you know, and like that's an exception. But like offering a discount on your stay after the Star Cruiser, but not actually the Star Cruiser.
I mean, they have two options here. One, drop the price.
Mm-hmm.
Two, close it down. That's it.
Like, why would you not try and make some money?
Yeah, you got to make something. Cast members have been let go from working on the Galactic Star Cruiser because they can't utilize them, so they put them back out in the parks.
Like, it can't cost that much to operate.
I don't know.
In comparison to a standard resort hotel.
How upset would Disney be if the interest because of the price just went away and they just could not fill voyages and they finally have to say, well, we got to shut it down.
You and I talked about this. I don't know if it was after D23 or what. It was around that time. But we said, if this doesn't work, instead of saying, it might have been too much. Like, it might have been too much money. Disney would more likely just shut the whole thing down and say, well, guess people don't want immersive experiences like this.
I guess not. Yeah,
Rather than looking at it and going, that might have been too much money. Maybe people really do want this and they just couldn't afford it. Like, I feel like they wouldn't do that. They would just be like, guess they don't want it. Like, what?
I don't know. I want to do this. I want to experience it. I really do. But the justification for the amount of money they're asking for a two-night adventure is, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So they have two choices here. Lower the price or shut it down. That's what it's going to be.
Yep.
Let's head over to the Magic Kingdom. The closure of Splash Mountain in Frontierland has officially happened.
Yes.
Now, There's a lot of people very, very, very upset about this. The last day saw lines of what? 4 to 5 hours of people waiting to get on Splash Mountain?
All day long,
from opening till close. But it is officially shut down. The signs are being taken down. Press penny machine is there no longer. It's all happened. And a lot of people have got some great memories of getting to enjoy Splash Mountain the final day and everything. And that's great. Some people are taking it a step further to remember Splash Mountain for, you know, the rest of their lives. Because according to some people claim that they have dipped out some of the water from Splash Mountain and put it in mason jars, and they are now selling the water from the historic attraction on eBay.
Wonder if it still smells like Disney water.
I don't know. And they're selling these jars of water from Splash Mountain from anywhere from $15 up to $200. Yesterday, I saw an auction for one of these jars of water sell. Somebody bought this for $112. I could have just walked into my kitchen, put some water in a jar, closed it up, put a little label on the top of it, and thrown it on eBay and made $100.
Right. Hey, we could use that.
I just don't. Folks.
Don't buy. That's this week's don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't buy Splash Mountain water off of eBay.
I mean, it just.
Don't sell.
Don't be gullible.
Splash Mountain water and buy
something like that. Don't be gullible and do that. I just. Oh, man. Gee whiz.
What's going to be interesting is like when it keeps popping up, like new listings. And it's like, well, the ride's closed.
From the reports that I saw, there was a group of people standing there on the bridge where you can watch, you know, the logs come down and everything else. And this group of people stood there for like 4 or 5 hours in that one spot. And for every log that would come down, they are like, woo, and clapping and everything else for every single one of them. And then stuck around after the doors closed while the cast members and engineers and all the others got to ride and are out there. Woo!
I watched it on somebody was live, live broadcasting.
Oh my God.
And it was cool. They made like an announcement at the end of the night, you know, like, thanks, you know, wish Tiana well, you know, good night from the critters and Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
And then the people were like, Bob Iger's going to come down. Like, Bob Iger's going to ride it. Bob Iger did not ride it. And then they were like, well, Mickey, you know, Mickey's going to be the last one to ride.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
No, Mickey. No, it was the cast members, the like closing crew. Yeah. And people were just standing there and waiting, seeing if something cool was going to happen.
And then
the cast members were like leaving at the end of the night. And they're like,
that's it.
No one else is going to know what's going to be the last thing. And they're like,
waiting for something spectacular to happen or whatever. It's not going to happen. You know,
they're saying like, oh, if there wasn't something, if they weren't going to do something, they would have kicked us out by now. And like the cast members are like leaving Splash Mountain. Like the ride is closed. There's no
Go home. Leave. Oh. Poor people. Yeah. It just waited around for nothing.
They were like, I guess we'll leave.
I wonder if Bob is going to ride the one at Disneyland because it's still open. But I hear it's not as good. I hear you get a little more wet on that version than you do this version or that version that was in Orlando. I don't know.
The one in Disneyland is the only one I've done.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why you didn't like it, because it was the word. People say the one at the Magic Kingdom better. So, but yeah, it's done. It's over with, and a lot of people very happy. A lot of people very sad. Just depends on who you are. So, all right, Epcot. The days of Epcot as we remember it are slowly fading away. They're slowly going. When I say Epcot, I'm going to go as far as even to say Epcot Center.
Epcot Center, yes.
You know? Remember the days when you could park in Imagination?
Ah.
You're in Imagination 15. or wherever.
Yeah.
You know, it just made you feel like you're at Epcot. You
creation. Discovery.
Discovery, imagination.
Amaze.
Yeah. It's just all these great.
That one never fit for me.
Epcot, you know, Epcot or Epcot Center references that just made it. I'm at Epcot. It's my favorite park.
Yeah.
And I'm parked over here in Discovery. It's so good. Well, that's over.
No more.
Walt Disney Imagineering has confirmed that Epcot has new parking lot names based on, guess what?
IP.
Disney characters. The IP. The IP. They are Wall-E, Evie, Rocket, Gamora, Moana, Hey-Hey, Crush, and Dory.
We will only be exclusively parking in the Wall-E parking lot.
If I cannot park in Wall-E, I don't want to park.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that. Wall-E number one, Evie number two.
Yeah.
Rest of them, I don't want to park there. And I'll tell them that.
Jessica,
well, sir, you have to pay for premium if you want to park in Wall-E. Here's my money.
Yeah, I'm only exclusively parking in Wall-E.
You know, I mean, gosh, man. Imagineering, why do you have to do this? Why do you have to do this? It's killing me. Inside.
They also debuted yesterday.
No Figment. That's
yeah,
right.
No Figment. They debuted yesterday a new marquee on the...
the entrance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really small.
People were so worried. Like, I don't know what park I'm in.
I was worried it wasn't going to look good.
Come on.
But it just looks very bland. Honestly.
It's very simple. It's very right now Disney.
It's
That's
small.
What it is. It's very small. Yeah. I do like the pictures that go along with these. I think they're real nice. But I just, our Epcot is just fading away. It's just fading away.
New Epcot.
Here is some good news, though. If you're going over to Disney's Hollywood Studios and you're going to stop by Safi's workshop at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, there is new lightsaber scrap metal pieces that are available. In case you did not know, Safi's hand-built lightsabers is the lightsaber building experience there at Galaxy's Edge, also at Disneyland Park, where you pay $250 plus $249.99 plus tax for the experience. But it's a great experience, though. There are four different types of lightsabers that you can build. Peace and Justice, Power and Control, Elemental Nature, and Protection and Defense are the four you can do. So far, Peace and Justice and Power and Control have received the updated pieces. Of course, all four have been updated out in Disneyland in California if you want to check out all four. But really, to check out these, as far as Peace and Justice goes, the biggest change there is the removal of the angled emitters. Both emitter options are now in the new set are flat-ended, in case you wanted to know. There is still a pommel cap with a ring for the attaching to your belt if you want to do something like that. And also a new conical pommel cap is also available, so you can check that out. Now, the sleeves themselves, a little more solid black overall, but they don't have the all-black option anymore. That's the thing, which is kind of interesting. Another change a lot of people have noticed that the switch piece actually bears the mark of the theme of the lightsaber
that's
itself,
cool.
Which is kind of cool. I think that's kind of nice. Now, Power and Control, like some of the older sets, a lot of the pieces are black in color and they're silver with some red accents and stuff like that. Now, the new collection that they've got, it's more black than anything and has, you know, a few silver options attached to it. The collection no longer offers a conical pommel cap, but both choices have loops for easy attachment if you want to do that. Now, there is a pronged emitter that has sharper angles than the one before it and the more silver details than before as well. So it's a little more darker. It feels more Sith-like, I guess, you know. So go check them out. I've seen the pictures. They're super cool.
They are. Do you remember?
I want to drop another $250.
Well, speaking of, do you remember a couple months ago when they raised the prices?
I do, yes.
Right? Yeah, so lightsabers were $249.
Right.
Droids were $119.
Right.
While we've been talking today, the prices have gone back down.
Oh, have they?
So far, just at Disneyland, has not been updated at Walt Disney World. Don't know if it will be updated at Walt Disney World. I would guess so. But while we've been recording, the prices have gone back down at Disneyland. So it's back to $219.99 for a lightsaber and $99.99 for a droid.
So I can only suspect that, you know, Disney is next. Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's the case. I don't know. We'll see. A question was asked, can you do yellow or purple in color? You can do purple. That is available at Savvy's Workshop. If you want to do yellow, a yellow kyber crystal, you'll have to head over to Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. Buy a yellow kyber crystal. Take it there in Savvy's Workshop with you. When you get in there, you can still pick your kyber crystal of the red, blue, green, purple, and red that they have available. Now, you've got your yellow one in your hand, okay? You simply say to the cast member in there, and kind of play the part a little bit. Say, you know, I was scavenging around Galaxy's Edge, and I found this yellow kyber crystal. Can I put it in my lightsaber? Now, there's no rule that says you can't do that. But it is somewhat frowned upon because everybody else in there building their saber with you
right.
doesn't have the option of using a yellow kyber crystal. So you've got an 8 or a 9 year old that might be a little bit upset and jealous.
And part of the part of building the lightsaber is like the camaraderie, like the group element of it.
It is. So again, there is no written rule that says you cannot do it, but let the cast member know, and they will basically tell you yes or no. Don't be sneaky and just do it. At least ask. That's what I will say. So, all right.
And Jake says, sucks to be them.
Well, you know, I mean, hey. Don't do that. That's what I'm going
to
say.
It's easy to switch out later.
It is. It is. I agree. I totally agree.
And then you can go to the lightsaber meetups.
Yeah, I would love to do something like that. I really would. I think that would be super cool. Super, super duper cool. I was checking out my program here. It was running a little bit slow, but we're okay. We're okay.
We're good.
We're fine. We're fine. We do need to do a quick email that has to do with Splash Mountain, actually. Uh-huh. Says, hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
We were fortunate to ride on Splash Mountain Saturday night, the 21st, before closing on Sunday. The ride went down after about an hour and a half in line. No indication as to its return. Most people bailed, but a diehard group of about 15 of us waited at the front, committed to stay. We were leaving the next day, so we had no choice if we wanted one more chance on our favorite ride. After about an hour, cheers went up as the ride reopened, and we enjoyed one last ride through. So many memories as we rode through this iconic experience. We understand why Disney is doing this, but it is indeed sad to lose such a special and historic attraction. Can't wait to see the new Tiana version. Also really looking forward to the Tron coaster. Thanks, your loyal listeners, Dan and Chris G.
Love it.
Thank you, Dan and Chris. Appreciate
I agree. That. Both those emotions can happen at the same time. You can, you know, be nostalgic for the memories that you've made on the attraction and also be excited for what's to come. It's not they're not mutually exclusive, right? So you can say, I totally get why they're doing it. I understand things come and go. Things change in the Disney parks all the time. That was one of the things that, you know, is really important to Walt. Like things, you know, the parks will never be complete. The parks will always be changing. And
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's a part of life.
The sad thing is that I will say about the closing of Splash Mountain is the condition that it was in when it closed.
Yes.
Because Disney knew they were shutting it down.
Yeah, it was in disrepair, near disrepair, I'd say.
And there were so many animatronics and lighting and so many other things that were just not working. And Disney said, what's the point of fixing it if we're just going to be changing it anyway? So a lot of people's last ride, I feel, kind of wasn't complete because so many things were broke down. But they still, you know, have that memory. And I'm glad for that. I really am. Very glad they have that. Thanks for email. Appreciate it. You've got an experience that you want to share with us here on the show, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Great way to do that is by sending us a voicemail. We almost lost our number the other day because nobody's called our voicemail number. And Google's like, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So we're like sending text messages to ourselves so we can keep the number. So please call. Share your experiences with us. Leave us a voicemail. Call 408-909-DW60. That's 408-909-3960. Because we don't want to lose it. We really don't want to lose it. It's time for birthdays. Let's do birthdays.
Birthdays.
All right, so who is our first birthday?
Our first birthday says, hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hi.
Hello. I want to say happy birthday to my wife, Shannon. Her birthday is today, January 27th. We love the show. Thanks from Tony. Love it.
Shannon. Guess what? You get that.
Heck yeah.
And you get those.
Sparkles.
Are those our first sparkles of 23? I think they are. Oh. I don't think we've done any birthdays.
Did we not do birthdays?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Wow. I think that's the first sparkles of the year.
The first sparkles for you, Shannon.
Oh, no, don't do that. No. Oh, I got a little excited. Just did that. It did get a little excited. Okay, wow. We're going to
jump.
All right, we're going to go back to our music here.
There we go.
It didn't like what I was doing, so I'm doing it that way. All right, go ahead.
Next birthday says, happy birthday to Wade from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. His favorite character is Goofy. His favorite characters are Goofy and Stormtroopers, and he turns 6 years old on the 25th. That's from his Aunt Juju, Mommy, Daddy, and Chewie. I love it. Goofy and the Stormtroopers. What a fantastic
Goofy
combination.
And the Stormtroopers, you get definitely
a ding,
because the Goofy and the Stormtroopers, the best.
That's an amazing combination.
Just the best, yeah. A great combination. So,
from Wade, or to Wade.
To Wade, you get that.
Heck yeah.
And you get sparkles, too.
Sparkles!
All right. Next birthday shout-out. What do we got?
Hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hi.
Hello. Always great listening to you guys each week and catching up on the latest in Disney. I have a request. Could you please send a birthday shout out to my husband, Mike? His birthday is Friday, January 20th. And instead of being in Disney to celebrate his birthday, he's celebrating by working from home. Hey, can't beat it though.
Okay, that's good. I can handle that. Yeah.
His favorite Disney things are Splash Mountain, Rise of the Resistance, Ohana, Earl of Sandwich, Mickey Soft Pretzels, Huckleberry Punch, and Dole Whip Floats, and also buying me ornaments. She says sometimes he buys her double ornaments because he forgets what he bought. I love that.
That's pretty good. I like that.
She said, if you could give him a heck yeah and some sparkles, that would be awesome. That is from Kim in Aurora, Ohio.
Okay, so let's go through those favorites again.
Mike's favorite.
Splash Mountain.
Yep.
Okay.
Rise of the Resistance.
Let's see. Do you get another... Yeah, you do. And I'm just going to go through the rest here. Ohana, Earl of Sandwich, Mickey Soft Pretzels, Huckleberry Punch, Dole Whips, Floats. I mean,
and
hello.
Christmas ornaments.
Hello.
Wah-bang.
All the great things there.
Love it.
All the great things. So you definitely get that.
Heck yeah.
And you get those sparkles too. Oh, that's wonderful. That's such a good list. Oh my goodness. Am I picking the right mouse? Yeah, I am. Okay. Just want to make sure before I...
We got lots of operating systems running over here.
I do. Oh, this is a long one. Go for it.
I love it. It says, hi.
Hi.
Hello. I hope I have the right email address to send this along. Thanks for putting in the work for the podcast. My wife and I have become regular listeners, and we appreciate the work you put into it, as well as our shared appreciation for anything Muppets. Yes. I said, bring back great moments in history. Agreed.
Yes, absolutely.
Tiana was up there where they did great moments.
I saw that,
like,
yeah.
Waving this week, and I'm like...
I like Tiana, but not there.
Muppets,
please.
More Muppy love.
Yeah, thank you.
He said, my wife Sierra and I have been going to Disney first as a dating couple, then engaged, then as newlyweds, and now as parents of two. She has a milestone birthday this month, but I will not say which milestone. And since Disney has become so special and such a big part of our story together, getting her a happy birthday wish on the podcast seemed like a fun surprise.
Nice.
We celebrated our mini honeymoon at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and this year we'll be taking a long parents' getaway weekend and staying at Coronado Springs.
I'm sure that's probably well-deserved as well, too.
I love it.
You know?
Said our last two trips have come with her being pregnant, so we look forward to getting back on some thrill rides, although there's nothing wrong with a rest at the Tiki Room.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Maybe even enjoying an adult beverage or two.
Mm-hmm.
He said some of her favorites include a caramel apple with peanuts, a trip to California Grill.
Mm.
He said that is our favorite restaurant that we've had at Disney, followed closely by the Yachtsman Steakhouse.
Okay.
He said she loves anything Star Wars.
Oh, good one.
He said, thanks for sharing in her birthday celebration, and I hope all is well with you and your 2023 is off to an amazing start. That is from Matt.
Wow.
I love it. Happy birthday, Sierra.
Sierra, happy birthday. You get that.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
You get sparkles, too.
Sparkles.
Wow, lots of great birthdays this week. I apologize, everybody, for missing the ones you sent last week. Definitely apologize for that. But I'm glad that we were able to get all of those birthdays in. Folks, if you want to do a birthday here on the show for somebody that's in your family or a friend of yours, anything else, let us know. Send us a voicemail, 408-909-DW60. Or you can send us an email as well. Send your email to DW60@srsounds.com. Great, great emails. All right. So for everybody out there celebrating a birthday, I would normally say this message is for you, but it's gone. So I apologize.
Oh, no.
It got deleted off the playlist. And I
the
don't
message
know why.
That we accidentally already played was for you.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to find it. Hold on a second. You got to love live radio, guys. Okay. So we're just going to play this real quick. Keep playing that music. Oh my.
Yeah, I don't know. I was singing the Jeopardy song. Is that copyright?
I don't think so. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
I found it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So this message is for you.
Oh, gosh.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody! Time to sing!
Oh, great idea, Donald! Ready, everyone? On the count of three!
One, two, three!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swiffer Radio, srsounds.com.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and end this show before anything else breaks. Before the end of the week. Oh, gosh. Things are getting deleted off my playlist and all that other stuff. But, hey, we got through it.
Welcome back.
It's been a great show.
We're off to a good foot in 2023.
Not doing too bad. We're not doing too bad. Thanks for joining us. Take a little time out of your day to check out what's happening at Walt Disney World here on DW60. If you need to get in contact with us on social media, there's a lot of different ways you can do that. How is it they can do it?
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. You can send us an email, DW60@srsounds.com, or leave us a voicemail, or send us a text message, honestly, or text us a voice memo, whatever you want to do. 408-909-3960, which is 408-909-DW60. If you want to support the show, see behind the scenes, get bonus episodes, you can join us over on Patreon, which is under DW60 Press Row Podcast, and you can chat live with us while the show airs on Sorcerer Radio every week over in the Sorcerer Radio, Discord, the Discord.
If you didn't get to hear all the show for you Sorcerer Radio listeners, replay of the show is going to happen 7 p.m. tonight Eastern Time. You can also listen to the show on demand by downloading the Sorcerer Radio app for both Android and Apple devices. Podcast listeners, you'll get to hear the show again this weekend, Sunday. It will come out, episode 201. since we got past 200 this past week. Congratulations to everybody out there. We thank you so much for your support. Also for SR listeners, DW60's Music Row is up next. Here's some of the favorites that Nicole and I love the most that you can hear at the Walt Disney World Resort. So you can check that out. Super cool. Anything else we got? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Pretty much. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope that you have a magical day.